Welcome back to Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is What's With the Bull, and later on we're going to have a special phone interview with Marissa Williams talking about her band Bull Moose. I want to talk about What's With the Bull because, to be blunt, let's talk about being fake. Mitch Hedberg once said, "My fake plants died because I did not pretend to water them." And it's a funny quote, but it's very true and it applies to how we are as people. You see, what I've learned about life, and I'm guilty of it because I've been fake growing up several times in my life, whether it's to protect myself from people or to just fit in, or both. I've been fake several times, and I'll tell you, it's not worth it. But the moment we stop tolerating what's not genuine, that's when we really can start making a stance on where we stand with other people. And that's where it gets real. That's where we can help each other, because we're not faking to please one another, or we have fake approval for each other for things that could ultimately change us if we were real with each other. But yeah, I mean, just be straight up with people, man. Like, don't give somebody some bull crap that they can read through. Like, people know when you're lying most of the time, unless you are really good at lying, you do it all the time. But most of the time, people know when you're lying. People know when you're making excuses. But just be real. And more importantly, be yourself. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is just being yourself. If you can be yourself, you won't have to fake anything to anyone. And I've learned that past several years now, that being real honestly is the best way to be with your life. Because honestly, people will respect you more if you're being real with them. And that's just the honest truth. Nobody likes a person that is plastic. It's not genuine. But a simple topic today, What's With the Bull, and it's about being fake. But yeah, y'all, just keep it real. That's what people want. And I promise you, you'll go a lot further in this life if you just keep it real and be yourself to other people. We're going to go to a commercial break. Stick around, and we'll be with Marissa Williams of Bull Moose for a special phone interview. See you shortly. Before we do our phone interview with Marissa, here's a clip of their newest song from their latest EP, Hot Garbage, Sob Machine. Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. If you're still tuning in, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you on the podcast. I am phone calling Marissa Williams of Bull Moose, and we're going to talk about our band Bull Moose. Marissa, how are you been?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you for asking. I just want to ask you a couple questions about Bull Moose, and just tell the crowd each question, and We'll get going with Bull Moose. All right, first question. How did Bull Moose start?
Let's see. Way back in 2014, I was trying to get a group together and do like a couple of days for it's the hardest. And then after that was over, everybody just kind of dispersed. But then me and a friend of mine who was playing guitar in it decided we wanted to keep playing. So we looked around, found a guitarist, a drummer, and then sometime in 2015 when I was still in high school, we got together and started writing some songs. And then the guitarist dropped in, and then it was just me and the drummer, with our first drummer, Muka, the guy who owns the Epicenter. We wrote a bunch of songs, and at one point we had to come up with a band name, so I was still in high school, flipped through an AP government book, anyway, Bull Moose, the section about the Bull Moose Party by Teddy Roosevelt, and we just stuck with that.
Very cool. That's very interesting. How did y'all get involved with the Augusta music scene?
Let's see. I don't even know the best way to describe that. We had our first show sometime in June 2015, and that was my first introduction. It was at Sky City with Sunwell and a band from Charleston called Worm Belly.
Really cool, really cool. What's Bull Moose's biggest influences?
We're kind of all over the place. I grew up listening to a lot of grunge, to Soundgarden, Alice in Chains. Primus, always been a big Primus person. Queens of the Stone Age is one of my biggest loves. Dave is also super into Queens of the Stone Age and anything Josh Homme does. And our drummer Jared, he's into just about anything, especially anything complicated.
All those influences are really cool. I actually like every single one of those influences, which makes up a really cool sound that y'all have. What's y'all's goal for your music with the Augusta scene and as well as your music journey?
We wouldn't be where we are, period, without the Augusta scene. When we first really started playing in 2016 downtown, things were really slow, and we just kept pushing, and it helped us develop a sound. We met more people, and which was great, and it really just helped me personally grow as a person and as a musician, just meeting everybody and going new places. And then we ended up in Statesboro, because I go to school here at Georgia Southern, and just started playing house shows and trying to bring people to Statesboro, trying to bring Statesboro people to Augusta. And I like to think that things right now are a lot better than the Augusta scene. I feel like we kind of grew with it.
I agree. It's definitely been growing. It's really exciting what's been going on with everything. And you guys have definitely been a part of that for the past couple of years, which is really cool. What's your favorite memory of a show that Bull Moose has played?
Let's see. Favorite memory. That's a hard one. I have my favorite of crappy shows, but it's a pretty good thought to think that I've never really had anything that horrible, and that it's hard to pick from all of them. I would say, first time I played at Soul Bar.
Why that memory?
It was just a really nice night. It was Monday night. A good bit of people showed up and played there. I had a really good vibe. I just felt comfortable. Had a couple of drinks with me. Other people haven't seen in a while. And to me, that's kind of what the best is about. I get to be in town, the town that I basically grew up in, and hang out with people I rarely ever get to see.
Definitely understand that. That's really cool. I like Soul Bar. Soul Bar is a really cool venue to play at. It's always fun when we get to play there. Awesome place. But that's pretty much all I got for you. Real quick, can you let everybody know how they can find Bull Moose on any social platforms that you guys have?
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And you can search us there on the search bar with Bull Moose Official. We're on Twitter too at Bull Moose 411. Find us on Spotify, on iTunes, all that good stuff, just about anywhere you can download or stream.
And if I'm not mistaken, y'all just released a brand new EP called Hot Garbage, right?
Yeah. 5 EP.
Sweet. Well, there you have it, everybody. That's Marissa Williams from Bull Moose. And y'all can check their music out on Spotify, iTunes, all the social media platforms that suits your fancy. But Marissa, thank you for tuning in with us. It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, that's all I have for today. That's yesterday's news. I'm your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. I will see you next time. Take care.